yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town, there's no need to be unhappy. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will find
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. That music can only mean one thing. Our friends from the Hastings area, YMCA, are here. Guess who's here today? Tracy Spank. She is the Forever Well Coordinator for Hastings. And I want to learn more about this YMCA of the North. I want to be sure I'm saying it right. Anyway, great to see you. How have you been?
Great. Wonderful. Planning fall activities as kids are heading back to school. We get a little more space back to do some of our activities that we tend to do more of in the fall and winter time. So that's a new change for us, but a good change. And of course, then I plan more activities because people stick around a little more in the fall and winter. So,
well, I also think people have more time in the fall and the winter. We're not running or gone on the weekends or,
yes,
you know, that kind of thing. So it's a good time, I think, for people to really think about themselves and their health.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we see that with more visits people make to exercise or meet up with other folks for activities. We see that start to increase right about now.
So box. Hastings YMCA is part of the YMCA of the North.
Yeah.
And that's a relatively new term, kind of, or no?
Yes. Yeah, it encompasses several states. So we are a bigger YMCA. We still have our 23 branches in the Twin Cities area, but we're encompassed by the YMCA of the North. So it's a bigger picture, and we do a little more outreach than with that in mind. So, yeah, it's great.
Do you find that a lot of the Ys kind of run the same? Do they run independently? How does that work?
Funny you should mention that. It is a little bit different. In fact, the Y of the USA just picked some of the branches in the Y of the North communities to do some Forever Well outreach. Not all branches have a Forever Well program for the 55 plus population. So that is something that they're learning from us, since we have a well established program, and we are teaching and giving ideas, sharing ideas for how to grow those programs in other communities throughout North and South Dakota and Minnesota.
And doesn't Hastings actually have just an astronomical amount of members that are over 80?
Yeah, we do. We have definitely over 200 members.
Over 80?
Yes.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, folks are able to enjoy their everyday living because they take pride in getting exercise and taking good care of themselves. We had just talked about that me time. They're dedicated to keeping active, and that's very important as we age.
So what else is going on at the Hastings area YMCA? Have all of your summer programs for the kids, have those all concluded?
Yes, that ended last Friday. The camps and the summer power programs ended last week. Next week start swim lessons again.
Oh,
so that
I
folks can, there's still a few spots for that folks can enroll in. We've also got a new enrollment program. So folks that haven't been a member at the Y pay a $25 enrollment fee and nothing due for dues until October. So that's the whole month of basically September. We're still in the beginning. There's no dues for this month, which is really a good deal. So if you've never tried the Y, that would be a great opportunity. And then we're also promoting the Longer Table Saturday, September 18th from 3 to 5. It's a community potluck at the Hastings Rotary Pavilion down by the Levy Park. And bring a traditional dish to share, your own beverage and serving utensils. And supplied will be tables, chairs, plates, and silverware. So if you're looking for more information on that, Thrive in Hastings can give you more information if you have any other questions on that. So,
can you just give us a little bit of a background of what that is, though?
It's just bringing all folks together to thrive, all races, religions, ages, everybody, supporting each other in our community. And, you know, we take that very seriously at the YMCA as being a part of a community that is for all. All regardless. And so I think it's very important that we support these community programs and activities and show our support for our fellow human beings. I think it's great.
You know, during the summer, I know that the YMCA was part of a food distribution program. Is that continuing, Tracy?
We do. We don't have the hot meals right now, but we have bagged meals, which are just sitting outside of our door by our entrance, so you don't even have to come inside the building. There's no questions asked. People in need can just come up and take a bag. Or if you know of some neighbors or community members who might benefit from that, you can come and pick up meals for them as well. So I think it's really a great thing that we have that opportunity to give to people, because sometimes folks don't ask, and you know, it's not an easy thing to do, but just sharing that gift of a meal is wonderful.
So who prepares the meals and where does the funding come from?
There's an actual nonprofit that donates cases. We get it delivered on a pallet, and then the bags are already inside of the boxes. So we literally just open it up and set the bags on a table out in the entry. And it's great. It's dry goods, so it's not something that'll spoil. So that's been a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we set them out in the beginning of the day and the table is empty and we just keep filling it every day. So it's been a great thing.
And that's something that's going to continue?
As far as I know, yes.
That's great, Tracy. Yes. Wow, that's a wonderful benefit for the community. What else is going on?
Well, in our Forever Well programming, we have National Falls Awareness or Falls Prevention Awareness. So the why of the whole Twin Cities is making people aware of the importance of doing activities and exercises that help us prevent falls. Now, falls are going to happen regardless, but this helps us to be stronger so that if we trip, we're more likely to catch ourselves or have a better fall, if that makes sense. No fall is a good fall, but if we're stronger, we have an easier time to maybe catch ourselves with our hands or fall in a position that, you know, doesn't hurt our body as much. So
are falls really something that can be a life-changing event for most people?
Yes. In fact, I have some statistics here to share with you. Each year, more than one-third of people age 65 or older fall. Falls and fall-related injuries, such as hip fracture, can have a serious impact on an older person's life. If you fall, it could limit your activities or make it impossible to live independently. So balanced exercises, along with certain strength exercises, can help prevent falls by improving your ability to control and maintain your body's position, whether you're moving or still. So, for example, someone that starts to shuffle because the muscles in their glutes and their legs have weakened just from non-activity or doing a lot of sitting, and then we just kind of slide the feet along the floor like we're making a trail in the sand, right? kind of leaves a little path if you were to envision a snail sliding along. What we want to encourage folks to do is to keep those muscles on the back side of our body and our legs and our abdominal and back muscles very strong by doing specific exercises that can help us to be able to pick up our feet instead of sliding them on the floor when we walk. So our falls prevention awareness is giving folks the knowledge, the tools, the ideas that they need to improve those areas so that they can continue to live on their own independently. Because as the article said, once you have a fall, it can really put a dent in your life and you may have to go to an assisted living center. Sometimes it's temporary, but sometimes it's not. And so giving folks the tools they need to prevent that from happening is really important. Better to do the work beforehand than, oops, it's too late.
And is it usually something that is in their home? Do most people fall at home, or where do most people fall?
It really doesn't matter. It could be at home or getting groceries. It doesn't have to be an icy surface. If you're shuffling your feet and there's a little bump in your carpet at home, you could trip on that just because you're not picking your feet up. So there's a lot of different things. Sometimes a weak core makes us stoop a little bit forward, so we don't have as good a posture as we once might have. So drawing the shoulders up, back, and down and standing nice and tall is, you know, one step of keeping that midsection of your body nice and strong. So there's a lot of activities, exercises that folks can do. And I'm doing a seminar, like just an informational seminar on September 22nd. That's a Wednesday morning, and that is a falls prevention program that I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to have handouts for folks to take home. There's some very simple exercises you can do with a chair so that you're stable and safe, or you can put your hand against a wall. And there's different exercises like leg lifts, squats, and things that will strengthen all of those core muscles for us. And you have to do the work. So I usually tell folks, write it on your calendar. 3 days a week, every other day, you pick the days. This is the work that you're going to do and make sure you complete them.
So that's a great idea, because we do make time for things that are important if we put them on our calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I don't know about other folks, but I still have the good old paper calendar. And something about having it in front of your eyes more often also helps us. So, you know, if you have a bulletin board or a refrigerator magnet, and you put it right out in front where you see it all the time, then you are accountable and you're reminded continually, oh, I have to do this because I want to continue to live on my own independently. If that's something that's very important to you, you will do the work.
Absolutely. Well, that's good to know. So September is National Falls Prevention Month.
Yes, yes. We have some other fun activities, as always, going on for our Forever Well folks as well. We have popcorn and a movie coming up this week. So every month we'll offer a new movie for folks to come and watch. We also have an outdoor stretch on Fridays. So we're just trying to get a little bit of that outdoor time for 30 minutes together. Now that it's not quite as hot out, that should be a fun activity to participate in.
And what does that look like? Do you sit? Do you stand?
I have a little write-up. Folks can bring a lawn chair if they feel that's a better fit for them. Or I have some mats and we can sit on the grass on a mat. We'll sit off to the shade. It's about 10:15 in the morning, so not too cold, but you can certainly wear a jacket or warmer layers. And I modify so I can tell folks who are seated or sitting on the floor or standing, we can all do it together and it won't matter. Everyone will still feel that they've gotten a good head-to-toe stretch in 30 minutes. So.
And why is stretching so important?
Well, it keeps our muscles limber. When we do strength exercises, sometimes your muscles can be tight. So imagine if you're doing the same movement over and over and over again, and those muscles just get very tired. Stretching those muscles out helps elongate the muscles and keep them limber and moving. So stretching helps our flexibility. So just something as simple as reaching down to the floor from your chair to pick up the remote that you dropped, for example. If we do those regular stretching or imitation movements of everyday activities, it just helps us, again, live independently so we can continue to reach down and pick things up. And those muscles are already used to stretching and moving in those directions.
It does feel good to stretch, doesn't it?
It does. I just had a stretch class this morning, and it was just wonderful. So, yes. And all parts of the body, you know, your neck, your shoulders, waist, legs, ankles, wrists, everything gets moved around a little bit. So it's really nice and beneficial. So we also have some line dancing. Once a month, we do a line dancing for fun.
How fun is that?
Yes.
Can you come if you're single?
Absolutely. It's a single dance. We stand in a line and do some beginner line dancing. So it's for everyone. We're also doing an arts and craft group this month. We're doing some string art. So you take linoleum nails and pound them into board. And then we use embroidery floss and make a artistic picture by stringing the string across the nails. And, you know, there's obviously more specific directions, but it's just something fun to do together and use your creative mind to create something that you can take and, you know, either give as a gift or hang on your own wall. So,
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We're also doing a volunteer landscape cleanup on the 16th. So people that have a green thumb, we're just trying to hone in on people's outdoor gifts to help kind of clean up some of our landscaping by the front door. So we've got to sign up for that as well. We've got a walk on the 21st of September. We're going to go over to Prescott and walk the trail towards Hastings and back. So it's just an hour walk. And then
How wonderful.
Go out for lunch together after that. Of course, we have to go out to lunch.
That'll be really fun.
Yes, yes. And at the end of the month, we've got Medicare seminar. So if folks have questions on what's new with Medicare, we're doing a seminar on Monday the 27th on that, along with some balance assessments. So once folks know what they can do to improve their balance, we're going to also have an opportunity for them to do some assessments to see where they're at, especially if they're at a high risk for fall. We want to give people the tools that they need to prevent those falls from happening. So that's really important as well. And we do those once a month. So folks can always find the sign up for that every single month, just so that we can measure where they're at now. And then 6 to 8 months from now, we can measure again and see how much work they've done that they had for homework. So it's really a great opportunity to know where you're heading.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And we're ending with a Stillwater Riverboat cruise. So,
How fun.
Yeah. So there is a fee involved with that, but we're doing that the 28th of September, the last Tuesday of the month. And folks can just stop by the front desk to purchase their ticket for that. And all that information is online in our Forever Well newsletter. So you can either stop by for a paper copy or go online and check that out.
Tracy, so many good things going on. Thanks for telling us. Yes. Great to see you.
You too.
Tracy Spink, she is the Forever Well Coordinator for the Hastings YMCA. And don't miss some of these great events that they have coming up. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.